Mr. President, Prime Minister Heath.
Yes.
Mr. Prime Minister, nice to hear from you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
End of trial.
It's, as you know, under our system, if I were in Britain, I'd be out of office because we didn't get the House and Senate, but we didn't expect to. But we have a very solid majority now, and I think we can do some things more effectively than we have previously.
Well, I think it's a great personal achievement.
Let me say, too, that I've noted with interest you're moving on the wage and price control front, and I just wish you the very best on it. It's a tough...
It's a battle.
It's a battle. How is it being accepted so far?
The unions are being rather silly, but otherwise there's 70% of the country behind it tonight.
70?
I've got a poll, yes.
Great, great, great. Well, that's what we found here. We found, as a matter of fact, that the unions opposed it, but when the polls came in, I mean, the Gallup and the rest, they ran 65-70%, and then they have to take it. That's all there is to it. Well, I certainly wish you well on it. I'm going to have to take some time now to get things in order here in the new administration, and then I hope that one time we can get together and have a talk.
But I look forward to talking to you again.
And we'll be in contact, and I do very much appreciate your call.
And I'm sorry I wasn't here when you rang back, but I was with the Queen.
Yes, I'll tell you, that's about the best excuse I can find for anybody.
She was most impressed by the victory and sends her warm regards.
And I was also, the other day, I was thinking in personal terms, even when I was campaigning out across Utah or someplace, I was amazed to read that she'd been married 25 years. I just can't, it's hard how the time passes.
It is extraordinary.
Right, it certainly is. It certainly is. Well, it's good to talk to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you before too long.
Thank you very much, Steve.
One last thing in privacy, the Vietnam thing is going well. I'll just say no more, but we'll keep Cromer in of course informed as things develop. I'm sending Haig to Saigon today.
Who are you?
Yes, for one end, and the other end, there'll be something said within about a week.